Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Tes Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 10 lines from the top of Daf Tesayin, basically in the middle of the Omid. You will immediately notice markings, some of which we introduced in our previous shiur. The house marking that you see and is counted as number 3, as of course the number indicates, the third of a series of questions that deals with joining two halves of something together. We saw already a discussion concerning Hilchus Shabbos and Dinei Mechitza that constitute a Rishus Hayochid. We saw a discussion concerning Netilas Yadayim, and here we have an issue that also is in the realm of Tuma Vitara, and it concerns a person who became Tome in a rabbinical sense, and how he can possibly achieve his goals. We'll see in the Gemara how this is explained more clearly. We have additional markings, the triangle that shape that you see. This is explained on the side. Shtei she'elos im mivneh v'rayon mishutof. These are two questions that have a structure and an idea that are similar. Tziruf chatzoyin, the joining together of halves. The double underline marking that you see here is Yidiois Reka Avur HaSheila, background information before the question can be asked. A dotted underline will be highlighting the words Chetzio. All of these markings are designed to accentuate the structure similarity in these two questions. Now the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hare Omru, it has been said, Habo Roishoi Verubo B'mayim She'uvim. A person whose head and torso, or we'll say the majority of his body, entered a vessel containing drawn water. Mayim She'uvim is drawn water. There's a rabbinic halacha that says that a person who does this is declared Tomei. Another halacha of a similar nature, of rabbinic defilement, v'tohar shenoflu al roishoi v'al ruboi shloisha lugin mayim she'uvim. Tomei. Another rabbinic halacha, rabbinic form of tumah, which are, by the way, presented in the first perek of Maseches Shabbos, in an extensive list of gzeros that we feature machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel, and one of the gzeros that are mentioned is a person who's tohor upon whom there was poured three lug. A lug is a liquid measure. Three lug of drawn water. Such a person, who was previously Tahar, now becomes Tomei. So we have two examples of rabbinic tuma: one who enters a vessel containing drawn water, and a second case of one upon whom there was poured drawn water. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now with all that background taken care of, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks the question. Chetzio b'biyah v'chetzio b'nefila mai. We take a look at the Rashi in the wide lines about halfway down. Chetzio bebia besocha kli, half of the person enters a vessel. Vechetzio benefila shenoflu al chatzi gufo shlosha lugim. Instead of his whole body receiving the three lug, over half of his body were poured the three lug. So you have half his body, as opposed to the halacha that establishes actual tuma, was if rosho verubo, the majority of him, enters a kli, a vessel containing drawn water. What about a person, over half of him entered, and the other half of him had poured upon him? What is the din then? My teku, this remains unresolved. But as you can see, as part of the question involved adding together two halves, where each half itself would not have been responsible for the person becoming defiled. What about half plus half? Does that equal tuma? Since they're different, let's say, forms of defilement, maybe they don't join up. Teku. But as we said, it remains unresolved. Omar Rav Papa, Hare Omru, background to a new question. Bal Keri Chole, Shenosnu Olov Tisha Kabim Mayim. Bal Keri is a form of tuma, a male who experiences a semen emission is called a Bal Keri. And generally speaking, a person who becomes Tomei, he immerses himself in a mikveh. Here, we're talking about someone who experienced keri, and there is a tumas keri that makes someone Tomei for Torah learning, that until he is mitayer himself, he can't learn Torah. We've mentioned many times in our Gemara marking Shurim that points that are mentioned in these Shurim are not to be extended to practical halacha, to applied halacha. We call halacha lemaisa. These are, many times we have points that are presented as halachic issues, but they don't represent the final ruling when you are dealing with halacha on a shulchan aruch halacha lemaisa level. So here's an example of that when we deal with Tumas Keri vis-a-vis Limud Torah. Tumas Keri manifests itself on a Torah level when it comes to issues like entering the Beis Hamikdash, eating korbanos, eating truma. Here we're talking about a rabbinic issue where a person experienced Keri and he needs to purify himself in order to engage in Torah study. Ezra HaSofer, Ezra was the leader of the Jewish people at the beginning of the Second Temple period. He established a takona for Bale Keri going to a mikveh before they study Torah. What about a Bal Keri who is sickly? And as a result of his being sickly, it's not expected of him to immerse himself in a mikveh. There is a rabbinic leniency, say it's a rabbinic leniency within the framework of a rabbinic stringency, i.e. the need for purification for Torah study, for this chole, for the sick one, to have 9 kav of water. Kav, 9 kav is a measure of water, that's poured over him, and that results in his becoming tohar. So now the Gemara, Rav Papa says, Hare Omru, Bal Keri Chile, a sickly man who is a Bal Keri, and he wants to study Torah, Shenoslu Alav Tisha Kav and Mayim Tohar. By having poured over all of his body 9 kav of water, he becomes tohar. Boy, Rav Papa. Chetzio betvilo vechetzio benesino mai. Let us say he steps into a mikveh, but just half of his body is immersed in the mikveh, and the other half of his body has poured over it 9 kav of drawn water. Does that result in his becoming tor. My teku, this too remains unresolved. And now we go back to the issue of the conveyance of a get, of a divorce document from abroad, where according to standard procedure, the the agent, the one who's conveying the get, would announce b'fonai nechta, b'fonai nechtam. The Mishnah at the opening of this second perek that we started, that we learned in our previous shiur, mentioned a number of, say, variant cases that the Mishnah ruled as being puzzle. The Gemara continues now, echad oimer b'fonai nechta, v'echad oimer b'fonai nechtam. If one had said the get was written in front of me, and the other one had said the get was signed in front of me, the Mishnah said that is not acceptable. In this case, there are two people, as opposed to the standard case, or actually the earlier, the first four cases of the Mishnah featured a single agent. Here we have two people, but are they both agents? Are they both shlichim? That will be part of the Gemara's discussion. Before we go on in the text, we should note some structural points. You notice a Roman numeral 1 in a diamond, and on the side of the Gemara we have under the Nosei / Mivneh heading, Roman numerals 1, and on Omid Beis, about a quarter of the way down from the top, a Roman numeral number 2. By the way, if you need to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. The two Roman numerals, 1 and 2, are we're reading our note on the side, Shnei Lishonos Hafuchais B'divrei Reb Shmuel Omer Reb Yochanan, two opposite versions of Reb Shmuel in the name of Reb Yochanan, Binyin Get HaYotze Mitachas Yedei Shnayim. Get that's being conveyed not by a single agent, but two people were appointed as shluchim. Im tzrichim loimar b'fonenu nechtav u'b'fonenu nechtam. Are they expected to say that? As we said, we have here two versions as to what Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda in the name of Rav Yochanan said. The Gemara. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omar Rav Yochanan. Lo shanu, the psul of the Mishnah, namely of not having had one person saying b'fonai nafonai nechtam, that is elo shein haget yoytze mitachas yidei shnehem. That's only in a case where both of them, where it was, where they weren't both appointed as agents. Avol get yoytze mitachas yidei shnehem. If the get is coming forth through both of them, in other words, both of them are shluchim, then the Gemara continues at the top of Amud Beis, kosher. It's okay, even though one said b'fonai nechtav, the other one said b'fonai nechtam, which in and of itself doesn't constitute a proper way of saying it, but since you have two people that are agents, the standard text doesn't apply, doesn't make a difference. The Gemara says, Alma, Kosovar, Shnaim, Shaviu, get me to Sayam, two people that were appointed shluchim to bring the get from abroad, Ein Tzrichin, Shiomru, Befonenu, Nechtav, Befonenu, Nechtam. That's the Gemara's conclusion at this point, as far as what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us. You'll see a long question follows. But before we go further, we take a look at Rashi at the top line of Amud Beis, Kosher, V'afagav, Delo Klum Kamri. Even though what they're saying amounts to nothing. In other words, you've got two people that were appointed shluchim. One says, B'fonai Nechtav. The other one says, B'fonai Nechtam. As far as halacha is concerned, halachically speaking, they have said nothing. In the Rashi, in our marked Gemaras, we just skip to the second line in the middle, Afilu hachi kosher, even though that what they've said is amounts to nothing, the get is still kosher. The kosher shnayim shaviu get ein tzrich lomar, as we concluded that two people who function as agents to bring that very same get, the takona of befonai nechta was not instituted. Let's go over the Rashi again from the top, including this time the bracketed section. We said kosher of afagav de lo klum kwamri, the lechad atzuchu lemeimar travayu. One agent would have been expected to say both befonai nechtam. Why one agent should say both? Why do we want the one person who's saying, let us say, he says befonai nechtam, that we want him to precede that with befonai nechtav, the lo lichlifu bekiyum shtoros dama, so that we shouldn't come to confuse this case of get with verification of documents in general. Verification of documents in general requires formal testimony on the signatures that appear in a document. Formal testimony, by that we mean two witnesses testifying about each name in a document. In the case of a get, so there's a leniency, and we allow, and the agent bringing the get from abroad to say, b'fonei necht, b'fonei nechtam, and that's tantamount to certification of the kashrus of the get. In general, though, you need to have formal testimony, two witnesses. How do we prevent confusion? How do we prevent people from concluding that one is not sufficient in general? By making the get certification or verification different, unusual. And how do we do that? By having the agent saying, in addition to the befonai nechtam, he says befonai nechtav. By his saying that, people realize this is not standard document verification. So in our case, where two people were functioning as the agents, and one said befonai nechtav, the other one said befonai nechtav, and as Rashi says, that is really worthless, because the befonai nechtam phrase was a takona made for one agent to say both phrases. Rashi goes on, filo ochi kosher, it's, even though what they said in this case, one said befonai nechtam, one said befonai nechtam, and it's incorrect, it nevertheless is okay. Because so much time, shavi again, ain't shichem lomar. The conclusion reached here in the Gemara is that two people that are bringing a get, they don't have to say anything. The time of mishum she'ein edim mitzum lekaimo. The basic reason for an agent saying befonai nechtam, and that's serving as verification of signatures, because otherwise you're not going to find witnesses in Eretz Yisrael, for example, that will recognize the signatures of people living in Chutz Laretz. And in the case that two people brought it, Adim Mitzvim Mekaimah, here you've got the two witnesses built into the agency. So there's no need for the special declaration. These two, if the get is challenged, they will be able to verify Omar Le Abaye. Abaye asks, Elo Me'ato, say for the Kotani, now that you're saying what you're saying, that Shnayim Sheviu Get Midasyam don't have to say Befonei Nechtam, what about the Seifa? What does it say, the Kotani? Shnayim Oimrim Befoneinu Nechtam. V'echol Oimer Befonei Nechtam. You have three people here. Two say, in front of us the get was written. One says, in front of me it was signed. Puzzle. That's incorrect. In other words, it's invalid. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it's okay, it's kosher. Taimo de'ein haget yoitze mitachas yidei shnehem. The reason that the Rabbonon hold puzzle is because the two are not functioning as shluchim. They weren't both appointed. Oh, get yoytze mitachas yedei shnehem machshiri rabbonan. Would you say that if the get was brought by two of them, it would be okay, even though you don't have one agent saying both phrases. Omar lay in. So he answers, yes, the Rabbonin would be machshir. The Gemara asks, v'chi ein get yoytze mitachas yedei shnayim b'mai pligi, in a case where the get is not being brought by both of them as agents, only one is the agent, and he didn't speak properly, he didn't say both phrases, he just said one of them, why would Reb Yehuda say kosher? Why would he be machshir? The Gemara answers. The Gemara here explains both opinions, the Tanakama and Reb Yehuda. More sovar, the Tanakama holds, the reason it's puzzle, Gazrinon Dilmo Asio Lechlufi Bekiyum Shtoros Di Almo B'Eid Echad. If we said you didn't have two appointed as shulchan, you only had one appointed as shliach, and that one was saying Bifonai Nechtam. The Tanakama says we can't accept this. Why not? Because if we accept this as verification, people will think in general shtoros can be verified with the testimony of one witness. And that's simply wrong. That's not true. In general, you need to have two. So the Rabbanan take a preemptive measure and say that here too, even though you're dealing with a get, which is a realm in which we have a leniency, but that leniency is only if the agent that said Bifonai Nechtam also had said Bifonai Nechtaf. But he didn't in this case. He only said Bifonai Nechtam. We look at the Rashi together. More Tanakoma Sofar. The Rashi we're looking at is a line or two down from where we're holding in the Gemara. Tanakama Sofar. Afal pi shehaget yoytzi mitachas eid hachasimo. Even though the get is being conveyed by the one who is saying Bifonai Nechtam, we're referring, of course, to the Tanaic source that we just quoted, the Seifa, where we had two saying Bifonai Nechtam and one saying Bifonai Nechtam, and the Rabbonin Pasol, even though the get is coming, was being brought by the one who said Bifonai Nechtam, V'hashaliach himnu Rabbonin Ketrei, and in general, an agent in the case of Gittin has the believability of two witnesses, Afilu Hachi. Nevertheless, Kevon, I should say, even so, Kevon de lo Omar Nami Bifonai Nechtav, since he did not say as well Bifonai Nechtav, Puzzle, the get is disqualified. Gzeira Dilmasi Lechlufi, we're afraid that if we were machshir this, allow this, people say in general, contractors or document signature verification could take place with one witness. We continue in the Gemara. Umor Sovar, Reb Yehuda, who said it's kosher, holds lo gazrinan. We don't impose a preemptive measure of disqualification. Why is Reb Yehuda not fearful? Well, since the other two that are coming with the single agent who says Bifonai Nechtam, those other two are saying Bifoneinu Nechtav. So since the agent who is verifying the signatures isn't really alone, he's got these two other guys with him that are testifying about the ksiva, people aren't going to confuse this with standard signature verification. The Gemara continues, Lishna Achrino, a second version, Amri Law. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Omar Rebbe Yochanan Afilu get Yotze mitachas yedei shnehem posel. In the Mishnah where you had one said b'fonai nechtav, was case number 5 in the Mishnah, and the other one said b'fonai nechtam, and they were both appointed as agents. According to this second version of Rabbi Yochanan, even though they were both agents, the get delivery is invalidated. Why? Well, Alma Kosovar, we see that Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is Shnayim Shaviu Get Midas Hayam. When you have two agents that are bringing the get from abroad, Tzrichin Shiyamru, they have to both say the entire statement. Bifoneinu Nechtav, Bifoneinu Nechtam. And in the case of the Mishnah, they didn't both say the entire phrase. One said Bifonai Nechtav, and the other one said Bifonai Nechtam. So they didn't conform to the Takonas Chachomim, and hence, even though they were both appointed as Shluchim, they should have said the proper text. Again, you can see structurally similar to the first version, we have Abaye raising a question. It's a long question. Omar le Abaye. Abaye addresses Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, Elameata, Seifa Dekotani. In the continuation of the Mishnah, we saw Shnayim Omrim Bifonenu Nechtav. V'yechon Omer Bifonai Nechtam. Posel. Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. Afilu get Yotze Mitachas Yedei Shnayim Pasli Rabbonan. Will the Rabbanon disqualify even if the get was brought by two of them? We had three people in the Mishnah. Even if two of them were appointed as agents, Omar Le'in. Rav Shmuel Bar Yudas answers, Abai says yes. Even when both were appointed agents, the get will be disqualified. And why? According to the Rabbanon, the agents, he who was appointed an agent, and if it's two, then so be it, both of them, have to say the entire phrase. And you don't have the two saying the entire phrase. The entire phrase, of course, b'fonenu nechtav u'b'fonenu nechtam. B'mai komifligi. What is the basis of this machlokes between the Tanakama, who says that even if two are assigned to be agents, they are expected to say b'fonenu nechtam, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher, even though they didn't both say the entire phrase. More sovar, the Rabbanon who disqualified them because they didn't say the entire phrase, lefi she'ein b'kiyin lishmo. The reason for b'fonai nechta fonai nechtam is to verify that the get was prepared with specific intent, and therefore I need to have a positive, complete testimony. And therefore, in this case where they didn't say the entire phrase, you're lacking in proper testimony. And Umor Savar, Rabbi Yehuda, who said, Kosher lefi she'ein eidim mitsuyin lekaimo. In general, the singular agent has to say it as verification, because otherwise we don't have witnesses, two witnesses to verify. But in this case where both brought the get, you've got your two witnesses, so there's no need for them to speak up, of course, as long as the husband hasn't challenged the authenticity of the get. Before we go further, let us look at the Rashi. There's a Rashi across from here, Dibur Maso Seifa Dikotoni. Plukta. the Seifa had in it a Machlokes, Tanakama, and Rabbi Huda. Namo Dumya de Resha. So let us set up the Seifa similar to the Resha. Dafilu get Yotzi Mitachas Yudei Shneim. That even if both of them are agents, Pasli, the Rabbanan will disqualify it. Dot Srichin Lomar, they have to say, and in this section of the Mishnah, though there was speech, but it was worthless. If the two that were saying b'foneinu nechtav were the actual agents, hai dechasima lav klum hu she'eino shliach badavar. The one who is talking about the chasima, he's saying he's nothing. He's not an agent. So one guy to testify about the veracity of the signatures, that's worthless. If he's not, of course, if he's not an agent. Mitachas yad echod me elu v'ein hachasima o shloshtan shluchim boy. And if we are going to describe the two agents as one of the fellows that said b'foneinu nechtav, and the other single fellow who spoke about the chasima, or maybe all three are agents. Kevon da chasima chad hu da asid. Since regarding the signature, you only had one speaking up. The ihu lo omar aksiva, and he didn't say anything about the writing of the get, the body of the get. Osi lichlufi b'amo. There's room for mistake, for me to confuse other cases with this case where one is testifying about the chasima. Therefore, we don't want confusion. And therefore, even here, the Rabbanan will disqualify it, so that I don't come to think that in other cases it would be kosher to do that, to have a single witness verifying the signatures. The Gemara had then asked what is the basis of their machlokas, or more specifically, why does Rabbi Yehuda machshir? After all, things were not done properly. So we explained that Rabbi Yehuda was concerned with the issue of having witnesses that could verify. And since here you have two people that brought it, in other words, if we could say that two people were assigned to bring it, I've got my two witnesses available for Kiyum Hashtar. At this point, the Gemara then asks, Lema de Rabba ve Rava Tanoihi? Should we say that Rabba and Rava, who were at the very beginning of this Masechta, and our firm hope is that if you're listening to our Gemara markings Shir on Daf Tes Zayin, you've been listening together with us since the beginning of the Masechta. So Rabba had originally, he had explained that the reason that Shluchim say b'fonayinechtam is to establish that it was written Lishmo. And Rava said that the Shliach's pronouncement of Fonenechtam constitutes Kiyum Hashtar. So should we say that these Amoroyim are really Tanoihi, that they are really aligned with a Machlokis Tanoim, that any given Amora, if Rabba, he said his point of view only according to one of the Tanoim, and Rava likewise said in accordance with only one of the Tanoim. So should we say that? Because the way we're setting things up right now is, when the Gemara asks, what B'mai Kumifli, we said the Rabbanon who disqualified, who said it's puzzle, that because we don't have the proper testimony concerning the Lishma. And Rabbi Yehuda said it's kosher because our concern is Eidim Tzim L'Kaimo. So that would seem to parallel Rabba and Rava. The Gemara says, lo. We're not going to say that Rabba or Rava said their opinions that would fit into only one of the Tanayim. Rather, Rava mitaretz kalishna kamo. Rava, in learning the Mishnah, he goes like the first version, Roman numeral number 1, which did not have the get. The get was not Yotze Mitachas Yedei Shnehem. Let us learn the Rashi together. Rova Mitaritz Kalishna Kama. The approach Rova takes so as not to have his opinion that the Befonai Nafonai Nechtam is a Machlokes Tanoyim, he explains the Mishnah in accordance with the first version. The Ein Get Yoitze Mitachas Yedei Shnehem. The get is not being brought by both of them. The E Shnayim Heviuhu had two brought the get. The Kuli Almo Kosher. All Tanoim would agree that it's kosher. The Ein Tzrichin Litam Lefishein Eidim Mitzuyin. Because when you have two, you don't have the need for Befonai Nefonai Nechtam to compensate for the fact that you don't have witnesses available. V'hocha kishevu echod oisu sheheyed al hachasima. Here you have only one who is the conveyor of the get, the one that was testified on the chasima. And as we've explained already, the Rabbonon in that case will passel so as not to come to confuse this case of a singular verify of a signature being acceptable, leading me to think thusly in other cases as well. The time of Rabbi Yehuda, Kidamon Liel, and as far as why Rabbi Yehuda is Machshir, as we said before, the Kevon Deiko Trei Achrini Aksiva, since you have two others that are making reference to the writing, lo osi lechlufi. I'm not going to confuse this kium hashtar with kium hashtaros in general. So what Rashi explained is very simply that if two had been the agents, then everyone would agree that you don't need to have the Befonai Nafonai Nechtam being said by any of them, because everyone agrees, all Tanoim agree, that the whole purpose is to compensate for, the whole purpose of Befonai Nafonai Nechtam is to compensate for Ein Eidim Mitzuyim Mekayim. But when you have two, if you would have had two that bring it, so then everyone agrees there's no need for Befonai Nechtam, and the whole Machlokes between Tanakama and Reb Yehuda is concerns whether we make a gzera that you don't confuse this kium with kium shtaros in general. But as far as the basic need for Befonai Nechtam, Befonai Nechtam, no one will disagree with me, says Rava. Let's continue in the Gemara. V'rabo Omar loch dekule almo bo'inon lishma. Rabbo says that all Tanoim, Rav Tanakama, and Rav Yehuda agree that you need to have testimony that the get was done lishma. V'hocha b'mayaskinon, in the Mishnah, where we see that Rav Yehuda is machshir even without a proper verification of it having been done lishma, because li'achar shelomdu. The background to the Mishnah, or the environment in which this Mishnah was composed, was in an environment where they had learned to do the Gittin Lishma with specific intent. So if they've learned to do it with specific intent, what's the Machlokis about? The Rabbonon, the Chachomim, and Rabbi Yehuda arguing, do we have to take into consideration that things might go back to the messed up way they were when they were ignorant? There were many ignoramuses concerning the need for lishma. The Morsovar, the Rabbonon who declared it posel, Gazrinon, we say we're going to declare it posel here, even though they it's lachar shalomdu, in anticipation of an era when it goes back to their ignorance. And therefore, just like in the period of ignorance, the emissary has to say, b'fanei nachlu, b'fanei nachtam, so too, nowadays, when it's given that it's done lishma, we still want people to get used to saying the proper nusach, and not like we have that two said b'fanei nechtav and one said b'fanei nechtav, where you don't have any one person saying both nuschois, both parts of the phrase. Umar Savar, Rabbi Yehuda, lo gazrinon. Right now things are good, people know how to do things lishma, we're not going to prohibit this where they didn't say the entire phrase, simply out of concern that maybe things will go back to the bad way. The Gemara asks, once we see that Rabbi Yehuda is lenient in the Seifa of the Mishnah, where you had Shnayim Omer B'Faneinu Nechtav, Yechad Omer B'Fanei Nechtam, and Rabbi Yehuda was Machshir, V'Liflog Nami Rabbi Yehuda B'Resha. Why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda mention his dissenting opinion, his leniency in the Resha? The Resha is a reference to case 5 in the Mishnah, where you had Echad said B'Fanei Nechtav, and the other one said B'Fanei Nechtam. If it's after it's been established that you have to do it lishma, and Rabbi Yehuda is machshir based on the idea that we're not choshish for Shema Yasser Dovah L'Kukulo, why don't we see Rabbi Yehuda at section 5 of the Mishnah saying kosher? Ha itmar Allah omar Ula chaluk hoya Rabbi Yehuda af barishona. In fact, Ula learns like this, that Rabbi Yehuda was a dissenting opinion even in case 5. That's the case of Echad Omar B'Fanei Nechtav V'Echad Omar B'Fanei Nechtam. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda would be cholek there and say that it's kosher because it's lachar shalomdu. Here we have a question that lasts a few lines. Mosiv Rav Hoshaya L'Ula. Ula had just got finished telling us that Rabbi Yehuda would be lenient in the case of Echad Omar B'Fanei Nechtav V'Echad Omar B'Fanei Nechtam. Well, is that really so? So Rav Hoshai asks, we have a source in which Rabbi Yehuda machshir bezu v'lo b'acheres. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir in this case and not in another case. In other words, we saw above Shnayim Omrim B'Faneinu Nechtav V'Echad Omar B'Fanei Nechtam, and Rabbi Yehuda is machshir. And according to this Tanaic source, Rabbi Yehuda is machshir in that case alone and not in another case. So what case is he not machshir? My lav, limute echad omer b'fonai nechta ve'echad omer b'fonai nechtam. Rabbi Yehuda will not machshir in that case. In that case, Rabbi Yehuda will say puzzle. And that's not like Ula. The Gemara says, lo, the Brisa that Rav Hoshaya quoted that's exclusionary is limute, and note by the way we have a long answer marking. The Brisa is exclusionary of another case that Rabbi Yehuda would not be machshir. Limute b'fonai nechtam avolo b'fonai nechtav. That case, which we saw in the Mishnah, where an agent says it was signed in front of me but not written in front of me. Saka daita chamina. Hayo velo gozar Rabbi Yehuda gzeru shem yasu double the kukuloi. I would have thought that just like Rabbi Yehuda does not make a gzera of in anticipation of things going back to the way they were, where they weren't so expert in lishma. By the same token, dilma osi lichlufi b'kiyum shtoros te'alma. B'eid echod, nami lo gozar. That in a case where, let us say, the case we just cited, of one says b'fonei nechtam, but avolo b'fonei nechtav. So, Rabbi Yehuda, I would have thought, accepts that. He would say that that's kosher, namely, just like we're not choshish for things going back to the way they once were regarding Lishma, people will likewise not confuse this case with Kiyum Hashtaros in general. And therefore, we're not taking any risk by being machshir echon omer b'fonai nechtam avalo b'fonai nechtav. Komash malon, what we're teaching you here, where Reb Yehuda said machshir b'zuv v'lo b'acheres, Reb Yehuda is saying not to think that we're not going to worry about ichlufei b'kiyum shtaros d'alma. There, I am concerned, and therefore, when Reb Yehuda is machshir, he's coming to machshir b'zuv and not the case of b'fonai nechtam. Even though we had a havamina to think that Reb Yehuda would be machshir there, that's komash malon. No, Reb Yehuda is not machshir there. Itmar nami, Omar of Yehuda, shnayim sheviu get mi medina sayam, bonu lemachlokes Reb Yehuda v'rabbanan. Notice, two were appointed as agents, and that is a machlokis between Reb Yehuda, who says that even if you don't say the proper lashon, if they don't both say the proper lashon, it's kosher, and the Rabbanan would say it's not kosher. It's pointed out that this is like the second lashon of Reb Yochanan before. You'll notice we had a diamond with a Roman numeral number 2 on the upper quarter of the page. Reb Yochanan had been asked, does the machlokas apply even in a case where it's yotzi mitachas yidei shnehem? And in the Gemara we saw, yes, the machlokas applies for Reb Yehuda machshir and the chum pasling even where the ket is yotzi mitachas yidei shnehem. And that's what we just said in the Gemara. Was the ket yotzi mitachas yidei shnehem, bonu the machlokas Reb Yehuda v'rabbanan. Rabba bar Barchana Cholash. Rabba took ill. Ur legabe Rav Yehuda v'Rabba l'shuli bay. So Rabba bar Barchana had two visitors to Bikur Cholim to check out, to ask how he's doing, ask him if he needs anything. Well, they went in to visit the sick. Baru minei. What do you expect of people that are giants in Torah learning? They're going to talk about the weather. No, they're in there visiting the sick. After the niceties, they ask him a question. Shnayim shaviu get minas hayam. Two serve as agents for bringing a get from abroad. Tzrichim shiyomu b'foneinu nechtam b'fonein nechtam o ein tzrichim. Do they have to say the text or need they not say it? Omar lahen, Rabba Barbachana responds, ein tzrichim. There's no need for them to speak up, to say b'foneinu nechtam b'fonein nechtam. Ma'ilu yomru b'foneinu girsha. If they too would have come in as witnesses saying, in front of us, we saw her get divorced. Milo mehemni, would they not be believed? Certainly they would be believed. So there's no need for them to articulate the b'foneinu nechta, b'foneinu nechtam. If there's any challenge on the part of the husband, they are there to serve as witnesses to verify the authenticity of the, or I should verify the kashrus of the get. Adahachi also hahu, we continue at the top of Daf Yud Zayin, Chabora. Chabora is a name of an idol worshipping people that lived in the Persian area. One of these guys came by. Bear in mind, we were in the middle of a story with the visiting of the sick, where Rabba Baruch Hanna was being visited by Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Yehuda and Rabba, or some girsos had the Rabbanan. While this is taking place, these Chabora people come by, Shakla l'shraga mikamayam, they swipe away the candle that was burning, illuminating their area. Rashi points out that the Persians have a day, a holiday, where no candles are lit other than in their idolatrous temple. Omar, Rabba Bar Bachana, in exasperation, seeing what's just happened, says, Rachmona o betulach, o betula debar Esav. O Lord, O God, if it would only be that we should be protected in your shadow, and if not that, in the shadow of Esav. Esav is associated in the Gemara with Rome. Lameimro da'a romoi malu mi parsoi. Are you suggesting that the Romans are better than the Persians? V'ha toni rabbi chiyo, mai dechtiv, elekim avindarka v'hu yodas mekoima. That's a posuk. Yodea Kodesh Baruch Hu b'Yisrael. The Almighty understood the Jewish people. She'ein yicholim lekabel gzeras aramoyim, that they would not be able to withstand the edicts of the Romans. Rashi says gzeros shegozim shmashli isaska b'torah v'leikayim mitzvos. They imposed rules against Torah study and mitzvah fulfillment. So the Almighty knew that. Omad v'higla oisam l'bova, when it came to exile the Jews, unto where? Unto Bavel. So what do we see from here? That the Romoi would be the worst place to be. So how can Rabba Bar Bar Chana, at the top second line of the Gemara, say, either in your shadow, or at least in Esav, which is who's associated with Rome. Lo kashya. There isn't any contradiction here. There is a time at which Tula de Bar Esav would have been better than being with the Persians, and there's a time that this Brisa is addressing. Ha mekami denesu chabori lebovel. Bovel, before the chabori came, that is what the source is referring to. That's oma vehigla oisam lebovel. Bovel was the least of the problematic places to be in exile, but that was before the chabori came. Ha leboser the asu chabori lebovel. After the Chabori came on the scene, then that which Rabba said would apply, that it should only be that we should be under the jurisdiction of Esav rather than be under the jurisdiction of the Chabori. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.